Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today, we're tackling a topic that feels more relevant than ever: staying positive amidst life's inevitable curveballs. Ever feel like the universe has it out for you? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and your inner voice starts sounding like a broken record player stuck on doom and gloom? Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's a wild ride filled with twists, turns, and sometimes even unexpected potholes. But how we navigate those rough patches is what truly defines us. We can choose to wallow in negativity or rise above it with resilience and grace. Today, I want to equip you with some powerful tools to help you cultivate that inner strength and keep your head held high, no matter what life throws your way. First up, embrace the power of perspective. Think about it. Our perception shapes our reality. When things get tough, it's easy to zoom in on the negatives and lose sight of the bigger picture. But a stoic approach encourages us to step back, take a deep breath, and ask ourselves, is this truly a catastrophe or just a temporary bump in the road? Remember, even amidst adversity, there are always lessons to be learned and opportunities for growth. Next up, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but actively appreciating the good things in your life can work wonders for your mindset. This doesn't mean ignoring your struggles, but rather finding moments of joy and thankfulness even in challenging times. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the warmth of the sun on your skin. These little things can make a huge difference in how you navigate difficult situations. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, people. You're human, and you're going to make mistakes. When setbacks occur, instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same understanding and encouragement you would give a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone stumbles. It's how we pick ourselves up that matters. Next, focus on what you can control. We can't change everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. Dwelling on things beyond your influence only leads to frustration and anxiety. Instead, channel your energy into the aspects of your life where you have agency: your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. Make a conscious effort to cultivate a sense of inner peace and serenity by focusing on what's within your power to change. Finally, remember that this too shall pass. Life is a constant cycle of ups and downs. The challenges we face today may feel insurmountable, but trust me, they won't last forever. Storms eventually give way to sunshine, and even the darkest nights eventually lead to dawn. Keep your chin up, believe in your strength, and know that brighter days are ahead. Let me share a quick example with you. Think about a time when you faced a major setback. Maybe it was a failed project, a relationship ending, or a health scare. How did you handle it? Did you spiral into negativity, or did you find ways to bounce back stronger? Maybe you leaned on your support system, sought professional guidance, or simply took some time for self-care. Whatever strategies you employed, remember that those moments of resilience are what shape us and ultimately lead to personal growth. So, my takeaway message today is simple. Staying positive amidst adversity isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing how we respond to it. It's about cultivating an inner strength that allows us to face challenges with grace, learn from our experiences, and emerge stronger on the other side. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let life's setbacks define you. Instead, use them as opportunities to grow, learn, and become the best version of yourself. Keep building that stoic core, and remember to share your journey with me. Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Tag hashtag #BuildYourStoicCore and tell me how you're staying positive despite adversity. Until next time, keep striving for strength, resilience, and balance in all areas of your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.